probiotic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've got Kyle on the line. He lives in northern Montana, and we're going to be talking about some survival techniques and things that you need to know about. So one of the things that we need to talk about is, what is it like living off the grid? Kyle lives on 40 acres, probably pretty close to the middle of nowhere, and he's not plugged into the and he's not plugged into electricity from the utility company. Kyle, what is that like? What is that like? Do you have to plan and prepare your use of electricity so that you don't run out in the middle of the night when the sun's not shining or the wind's not blowing?
Oh, no. Vince, actually, you know what? If I'd have known how easy this was, I'd have done it many years ago. I have eight about 105 pound batteries that are all hooked into a an inverter, and I have six. For your class, I'm an electrician. Have been for like 30 years, as well as a welder, and just like you, kind of mechanic. I've done almost everything, and that's one of the things that people need to do is really round out their abilities. But anyway, I have eight batteries, and I mean, we can watch TV. I'm not hooked up to any kind of a cable or anything like that, so we'll watch a movie or something if we decide to at night. But the eight batteries, the worst case in the wintertime, I'll have to run the generator maybe an hour or hour and a half on the worst case to charge the batteries up before night. And my chicken lights are all on timers, so they come on at 5 o'clock in the morning for the chickens, you know, so we don't ever have to worry about power going out, because I just go out there and fire up the generator if it ever dumps. The one thing you need to remember about living off the grid is that if you drain your batteries down to nothing, the lifespan of them decreases by half. So I have my inverter set up so that I'm running on the top 10% of the batteries, and I set it so that the batteries will dump the system at 21.2 volts. When they get down that low, it'll dump the system. I'll go fire up the generator because I could set it much lower and I wouldn't have to run the generator as much, but I get about 10 to 13 years out of a set of batteries.
Okay, Kyle, let's see if we understand. So you've got these large batteries, and it sounds to me like you're running a 24-volt system where you've got your batteries in series and parallel. Is that right?
That's correct, yep.
Okay. And then so you're charging. So there is no solar charging. You literally just fire up a generator, charge the batteries. You run your generator at full operating output, charge the batteries, and then you shut off the generator and you're good for a day or two, or depending on your usage, it could last, you know, more than one day, right?
Well, Vince, I do have solar panels. I have six. Back when I first put this system in, 65 watts was about all you could get, you know?
Right.
And so I have six solar panels that are 12-volt solar panels hooked in series parallel circuits so that I have basically 195 watts coming off of them at 24 volts. And then I added a few years ago two 170-watt panels that operate, each one operates off of their, they produce the wattage at 24 volts. So I basically have 535 watts, something like that, of power at 24 volts going into the batteries. So that's the reason we don't really worry about it. Now, I will say this. I'm set up with, I'm pretty dependent upon propane, but that's why I have a 1,000-gallon tank.
What about hydro up there? Where you are, I would guess hydroelectric would be the key.
It would be excellent if you had a running stream that would run year-round through
your
property.
Yeah, you need 50 feet ahead, don't you? And you don't have that?
No, I do not have that.
What altitude are you? How up are you?
We're about 40, if I remember correctly, it's 4,200 feet.
Oh, Jesus, you're in for the duration, man.
Yeah, I
know, Kyle.
Go ahead.
Kyle, something that you said at the top of this hour that I think was really, really important, and it was something that I wanted to mention also, so let's do it right now. Class, when you think about what it's like to live off the grid or live independently, you need to know some skills, and Kyle mentioned them. Welding is one of them. Woodworking is one. Metalworking. Radio communications, you need to know a little bit about that. You need to know about how to defend yourself with firearms and without firearms. You need to know about gardening. You need to know about how to reload ammunition. You need to turn off the TV. And here's your homework assignment. Your homework assignment is to learn Ohm's Law, O-H-M-S, Law. That's what your homework assignment is for this week. Kyle, don't you think that learning Ohm's Law is absolutely critical to do what you're doing?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I would tell people, you know, when you're living off the grid, there's an old saying that says, I've got amongst friends of mine and I that live off the grid, that you live and die by the amp.
Yeah. I believe the word you used is rounding it out. Round out your education.
Yeah, Rick, that's it, you know. Go ahead.
Rick, he's absolutely right, because if it runs out of amperes, current, You won't be able to run your motors. You won't be able to run circulation. You won't be able to see what you're doing at night. A lot of things will go bad without electricity.
Yep.
So, class,
go ahead.
Forget,
go ahead.
Class, forget for Christmas, if you're going to buy presents, and I suggest you only buy things that are durable, useful, tools, and books. Books on how to do things. You know, forget more cell phones. Forget newer cell phones. Forget televisions. Forget electronic games. Forget those devices that increase the height of your local landfill in 2 years from now. Forget all that stuff. Tools. I bought one of our sons a set of USA-made wrenches, 32 wrenches, Craftsman, and I paid $75 for them. I thought it was a lot of money. I've seen them as high as $150. I got the lowest price I could for quality US-made wrenches. If he doesn't lose them, they will last many lifetimes. So, seriously, consider things like that. But they're no good unless you know how to use them.
Boy, is that true, Ben. So I'll tell you, I have changed starters and alternators and water pumps out here at 20 below zero. You gotta just toughen up, you know. People, the hardest thing, Vince, you know what you're saying, is it is almost literally impossible to try to convince people that things are going to change and you need to, and they cannot wrap their mind around the fact of life now and life without electricity. They just cannot do it. And there's a reason, to be honest with you, Vince, why I don't run, why I don't have a diesel. I would love to have a diesel. I love them. I love the Dodge Cummins diesel. They're an incredible motor, and they will start down to about, 10 degrees, without being plugged in usually. But I have gasoline engines only because if you're living off the grid and you plug in that 1,000-watt tank heater, you're going to have to go out and get your generator started before you can get your truck started. And that's the reason, you know, I have older vehicles. All of mine are, my three main ones are all pre-computer. I do have a computerized car that is extremely economical, little Geo Metro. And because we live so far from town, it averages 43 miles to the gallon. But I'll tell you what, me and my youngest son have rebuilt, I don't know, probably 10 engines over the years of him growing up and him helping me do all that, those things. And there's almost nothing I can't fix on them. So it's like, you know, the other thing that a person needs to think about, if you're going to live off the grid, you're going to want to be around wood. You don't want to have to travel 30, 40 miles to somebody to be able to cut wood, because I always keep 2 years worth of wood in the woodshed, this year's and next year's. And every year I cut wood ahead, and it can be green, you know, if it's like from a slash pile where they're logging or something like that, because it's going to have a whole year to dry out. So there's just, you know, greenhouses. We have 2 12-by-48 greenhouses. We keep chickens and ducks. We used to have horses and hogs.
I have a question. What do you do? What is your interest in? What do you do for entertainment? What is it that you enjoy most?
Ricky listens to us on the radio.
Yes. I mean, what is it that you do? Do you hunt? Are you a skier? What is it that you do that you make?
You learn to love. Me and my son both are looking forward to next archery season and hunting and rifle season.
Cool.
Oh yeah, you better learn. That's the other thing. You know, you want, as far as survival skills go, you really want to, you better know how to fish and what kind of lures and for what time of year. And, excuse me, and like Ben said, reloading, because that can get you killed. You really need to be able to know what to do. You know, it's just a matter of, we have a large garden other than the greenhouses for the cold crops. I'll hold it. It's okay.
Yeah. We'd love to have you stay. This is a great discussion. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Kyle from Montana's with us. Kyle promised me to give me his phone number. I'd love to call him. Kyle, I'd like to invite you to become one of our instructors. Seriously. I'm serious. Class, this is what it's all about. This is USAPrepares.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, it's a great day. It's a great day because this is what USA Preparers is all about. You know, when we have our meetups, and we'll have a meetup on Monday, I'll be on stage, and I'll be answering questions, and we'll have a roundtable discussion with all of our class at the meetup about preparedness and survival. Any of those detailed questions that they'd like answered, we will answer right there at Ziggy's on Monday, starting at 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. But what I'm trying to say is we've had many of our class who have risen to become instructors, just as Kyle has. And you've seen it right here, right now. And Ed Marvini rose to become an instructor. And Deborah Brewster from the meetup rose to become an instructor. She's on the air. John Reagan rose. Roy Birdsong. Ken Hurley. Judy Dollarheit, John Dollarheit, Len Pence, so many of those of us who come to the meetups and the expos have risen to become instructors, and that's what Kyle's doing. Kyle, thanks so much for doing it. And let me just say this. Your homework assignment is to learn Ohm's Law. Let me just give you a quick example. Let's say you have a 12-volt battery, and let's just assume for this illustration's sake, that a 12-volt battery is 12 volts. It's not. It's actually 13.2. But let's say it's 12 volts. And you've got a device that you want to know how many watts of power that device will consume. And let's say it consumes 10 amps at 12 volts. Well, how many watts is that? Well, it's simple. 12 times 10, 120 watts. So that's one of the things that you can learn and use in your planning. So, for example, when I was designing kitchen LED lighting. I bought these LED strips for around $10, $11. I bought a whole bunch. I bought about a half a mile of this stuff, and our students in class at the meetup bought all of it from me, except for enough that I kept to wire our house. Well, I wanted to power our kitchen and light it up from a car battery that would be placed in the garage, and I didn't want it to consume so much power that it would run the battery dead quickly. Well, how much power did it consume? About 3 amps at 12 volts. That's 36 watts. I can light up our entire kitchen, which is about 15 by 30 feet, almost that size. It's a large kitchen, on 30 watts, 36 watts, something like that. It's amazing. And that's how you can use this information, okay? Ohm's Law required. Kyle, thoughts?
No, I agree with you completely, Vince. The thing that people also need to know is if you're going to try to power something with a battery, you need to know how many cold cranking amps each battery has, because they come in everything from around 250 to 1,000. The other thing on a car battery, they're not designed to be completely discharged very often before they die. So you want to go looking at an RV battery if you're going to do something like that, because they are designed with deeper wells in the bottom, because the plates in a battery will sulfate, and then what that means is it'll develop this kind of a little cake on the side of the plates of the battery, and then that will drop down into the bottom of the battery, and eventually when those build up, they will short out the plates of the battery, and your battery is no good anymore. Well, the other thing I was going to mention to you, because I want people to get an understanding of this, propane is an extremely good way to go, because, like, I have a on-demand propane hot water heater, a propane refrigerator, a propane dryer, and a propane furnace for backup. My entire usage of propane costs me about $40 a month to do all of that. My gasoline usage in the wintertime, when I have to run the generator, which is about four and a half months of the year, might cost me about $65 to $80 a month, worst case. In the summertime, in the rest of the time, the solar panels take everything, and I burn the generator gas in the cars. Because I have an actual budget every single month of envelopes that you'll have this much for gas, this much for property taxes, this much for food, and we live that way. We have for years. Because unless a person, and this goes back to all of the preparedness, this is very, very important. I'll hold again. That's all right. I'll hold the thought.
It's so important that we're all going to hold to find out. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Kyle's with us. And one question I have for Kyle when we come back is, I don't remember hearing you say you cook with propane. Maybe you said it. I might have missed it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, last night, Rick Miller called me. And it's really fun because we do get a chance to talk off the air, and he suggested that we talk about real preparedness, what we need to do. It just so happens that Kyle called in and is helping us out with that. So, Rick, do you have any thoughts before we ask Kyle about propane?
Beginning. Just like working with children.
Okay. So, Kyle, as you do, you have propane storage, and we do also on the farm.
Oh, I do have one comment. I do have something very important for both of you. There's a bigger picture here. What I mean by that is, if you're using solar panels like batteries, they will eventually wear out, and you will have to replace them. Solar panels are very sensitive to coronal mass and can fry easily, and they do wear out. I determined once that with a community or tribe of possibly 17 individuals needing solar panels would account for that becoming a crop that you could grow in the community, so you had independence within the systems of you were using, whether it be propane, batteries, or solar. Now, why I said hydro is because 50 feet ahead will give you... Do you know how much 50 feet ahead head pressure will give you for energy in terms of conversion, upliving? I wasn't in Montana. I was up next to Canada, though, in Washington. And so we didn't get the wind you do. We had the cold, 20 below, but we didn't get the wind. And we had hydroelectric coming out of Canada on the Chilliwack, the Nootsack, the Meadow, all these big rivers where you could see 30-foot logs going end over end. And we could set up hydroelectric on things like that that would fit a small community. And really, that's probably where it's going to go again.
Well, I would like to be able to do that. I can't. We don't have enough, height or head, as you say.
Yeah.
Not on our farm.
1,000 feet, I would think you'd be doing in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Hey, so, Kyle, now, did you say that you cook with propane?
Oh, yes. We have actually two stoves, one in the house.
Did we lose Kyle?
One... Say that again. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me okay?
I got you now. Yeah, did you say that you cook with propane?
Yes, we have actually two stoves, one that's in the house, and then one I put out on our mudroom for my wife's canning kitchen because she is a canning crazy woman that way. She's really, really, we can up. She's canned everything from applesauce to zucchini bread. I mean, literally everything. She cans everything. So, and we do shop. I mean, don't get me wrong. We will, in season, we'll buy jalapenos and you know, all kinds of different stuff. But one of the things I wanted to get back to that's really, really important, and this goes to preparedness. We live off of a envelope system for our money because we need to know really where we are. Okay, and that goes back to not just money. A person needs to do an assessment of themselves to know really where they are. And like you mentioned one time, Vince, you know, you were so frustrated that so many people that come to the meetups really weren't doing anything with the information. It just kind of went there and sat on a shelf. Well, they're not really then taking an assessment of where they are, not where they want to be, not where they, knowledge that you can add to yourself, different things like that. Those things mean nothing if you haven't used them. Because I guarantee you the learning curve is huge.
Well, you're absolutely right.
And that's absolutely correct. That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. And we believe that the most important tool you have is between your ears, and then the other tools will... Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. You know, we've got one of our instructors is the real MacGyver, and he looks at, you know, how you can, he calls it invisible inventions. Those are things that you can do with things that most people haven't figured out you can do them with. So that's what MacGyver was all about, you know, getting himself out of a jam with,
you know,
just looking around.
You know, I used to equate farming like with physics, because a physicist is actually a jack of all trades. That is, in fact, what physics is about. You do a little bit of light, you do a little bit of heat, you do a little bit of, you know, the hokey pokey. There it is. And I believe that being multi-skilled gives you a broader sense of self-worth and value. And education is the one thing you do get to take with you.
Rick, it seems to me, and Kyle, it seems to me that not living the lifestyle that we live would kind of be like being in jail, where you're controlled by the system. I can't imagine.
Chief, you know, we're all in prisons of our own making.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And for example, if you love coffee and you don't buy enough of it so that you run out, you've done that to yourself. Well, preparedness, people, I was asked by a TV news crew, so what is this, you know, survival stuff all about? And I said, well, have you ever looked in your refrigerator and said, wow, there's nothing to eat? Now, there's some stuff in there. There's ketchup, maybe some mustard, and maybe some mayonnaise, and, you know, maybe a small amount of milk or something, and you look in there and go, geez, nothing to eat. Well, whose fault is that? So if there's nothing to eat, preparedness is as simple as buying what you need before you need it, so you don't look in the refrigerator and say, wow, there's nothing to eat. It's as simple as that. And it applies to everything.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, I got to tell you, my wife is a coupon queen, because, you know, the reality is, if a person will just put the money aside a little bit at the time, and then when stuff comes on sale, you stock up. You don't just buy three cans of tomato sauce when it's, you know, three cans for a dollar and a half or whatever, you know what I'm saying? When it comes on sale for that cheap, and it's like, you know, 30 or 40% off, you buy two cases. You have it ahead so that next time you can buy what you need. If it's, you know, I don't care if it's pickles or coffee, like you were mentioning, when coffee comes on sale and there's a really good buy on a closeout, look at the markdowns. My wife does that every time she's in town. And if stuff's on a markdown, a dented can or something like that, good grief, she'll snap it up, you know, because it's kind of like getting a boat when you're going on the water and you get it up on plane. That's what I liken it to, because if you can live your life up on the plane, it's easier than trying to trudge through all of the water.
What a good point. And when you talk about tomato sauce or soups that you like, you know, I suggest you try them before you buy a whole bunch of cases. But if you know that Del Monte is your brand and you're happy with that and it's on sale, absolutely. Check the dates. Try to buy it with dates that go out in the future as far as you can.
Yeah, good luck with that, Vincent. Anything processed is going to be GMO.
That is a problem. That's a problem.
Let me throw something in there, Vince, on that. I agree with you, and we've learned a lot about the GMO stuff, and they are really bad. Let me say this. For people out there that are struggling, that are just trying to make $20, you know, go further than it can, it's better to have a GMO if you're starving than nothing.
There you go. I agree, and I don't have a problem with that. You know, that part of it is a given. Of course, survival.
So Rick, let's talk, and Kyle, let's talk about gardening. Now, you have, Kyle, you said that you have two 12-by-48 greenhouses. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what are they constructed with? Are they plastic, glass? What are they?
They are, they're a type of R-rated, it's actually called an R-rated plastic. It is greenhouse plastic. They're constructed with two doors, one at each end. They're 12 feet, and they're built out of inch and 3/8 IMC type tubing that you can buy in 21 foot lengths at usually fence stores. And then you build yourself a little bender, and you slightly bend them a little, like, you know, 4 or 5 degrees, whatever, each time as you work them down. And then you stick them in. I put inch and 5/8 pipe into the ground, and then I stuck the inch and 3/8 pipe inside the inch and 5/8 pipe, and I bolted them through. And because we get a lot of wind here, I also have a wind generator. I forgot to mention that. But you stick a carriage bolt through the inch and 5/8 pipe, through the inch and 3/8 pipe, so they're bolted down. And then we run paracord on, we tie the paracord on the bolt that sticks out at the bottom, and we strap it back and forth and back and forth in between each one of the supports. And they're about every 4 feet, we have a support. And we get the snow load, and we get as high as 50, 60 mile an hour wind sometimes in the spring and the fall. And the wind generator does wonderful, but the greenhouses have been there for a few years, and they're doing wonderful. I will say something about the solar panels, though, Rick. You're correct. They do wear out, but the lifespan on the ones that I bought is supposed to be 25 years.
Good luck. But I'll tell you, the point I was really making was not so much about that or the propane that you're using every day. The point I was making is that when you're a small rural community, a tribe, usually 5 to 12 families, then you find that making solar panels is more profitable than having to go to the city and buy them from someone else.
Agreed.
Interesting point. We're talking about buying the components, buying the silicon wafers, and soldering them together and making the frames. That's what we're talking about, class. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardALANMiller.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise. On sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This can be sliding. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, sometimes 2 hours just isn't enough. And I want to thank Michael, for sending us an email about how to make a safe indoor heater. I wanted Rick to know about that. So I'll post, Mike, I'll post that on the website. I can't do it right now. But I just want to let everyone know that there's a video on USAPrepares.com. One of our instructors was arrested. That's Pastor Aaron Brummett. He was arrested in Springfield. And he was arrested for preaching on the street. Okay, he had permission. He had a letter from the police saying he did not need a permit. So he was preaching, and then they arrested him and said, "Oh no, that was only for one day. you can't use that for preaching, you know, every week. No, it's just for one day." So they hauled him away in handcuffs, put him in jail. Pastor Aaron Brummett, a handsome guy, 8-year U.S. Army veteran, right? Arrested. So we'll see what we can do to help him with that. Kyle's with us. Kyle, I really appreciate you sharing this information with us about preparedness and living off the grid. And Kyle, I've extended an invitation to you to become a USAPrepares.com instructor. This is public. Do you want to do it?
Oh, sure. You bet. Vince, I would love to. I gave your the guy that's producing your program my phone number so you can get in touch with me. And
I've got it.
Yep. Good.
I appreciate that. So, Kyle, living off the grid means that you have to pay attention to what you're doing, and it's all your fault. So, for example, what I mean by that is if you forget to charge the batteries, it's your fault. If you forget to buy the gasoline, it's your fault. If you use too much power when you shouldn't because your batteries aren't sufficiently charged, it's your fault. But you derive all the benefits from all of your decisions and all of the disbenefits. So you have to pay attention. This is not like saying, oh, I forgot, I'll just go to the store and get it. Because how far is the store, Kyle?
Oh, it's 50 miles away. So, you know, it's not just those kind of things. You better know how to fix a flat. You better know how to plug, you know, buy those plugs that you can do. If you get a nail in your tire and you can't get it fixed right away, you better know how to plug it. There's just so many things that you need to be able to fix, rototillers. My furnace went out the other day and I fixed it. It's just a matter of people have to, there is so many things. I say buy books on how to fix anything and everything. I buy them at garage sales and with the library has a big sale, anything how to, even if I know, I can always learn. I mean, there might be something I didn't think of, like you're building the solar panels. I don't know how to build my own solar panel.
That's why
you know,
I have a community and I'm part of it.
and that's what Mike.
Like a crop, and I'm going to write a book on it.
Rick and Kyle, that's what Mike Ma talks about. He calls it a three-man militia. Now, it sounds like three-man militia is, you know, guns and killing. No, that's not what he means. He means learn how to cook together. Get three people and teach each other how to cook. Three people, teach each other radio communications. Three people, let's tear apart this engine. Let's look at the rings, the pistons, cylinder walls. Let's look at the bearings. Let's see how this all works. Let's see how we can make this last longer. Let's garden together. Let's work together. And he likes to do it with three or four or a few people so that everybody learns something. And Kyle, what you said about books, absolutely critical. I went into ABC bookstore a couple years ago and they had an encyclopedia set on how to do stuff. And I said, well, how much is that? And they said, $10. I said, are you kidding? I said, no. I said, and they said, yeah, we had another set. You want that one too? A different one. I said, yeah. Yeah. So for, I think, $10 a set or so, I walked out, filled up my trunk, and I have those books. We've got, Rick, you saw the books here. Thousands. You didn't see the basement, but thousands of books, Rick. We have more books in the basement than we have upstairs.
Yes, I have the same thing, Vince. Literally, probably close to 1,000 books. The other thing I was going to tell people, there's a great magazine called Countryside, and
yeah.
I suggest that your readers subscribe to it.
There you go, Countryside. Dr. Richard L. Miller, last thoughts?
Well, I'm good. I was appreciative.
Rick Miller, thanks so much for being with us, class. If you'd like to, I'm going to post on page one of USA Prepares right now, as soon as we're done, a link to Rick Miller's website, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. If you'd like to buy a Christmas present for friends, loved ones, and family, I suggest you consider his book. Kyle, thanks so much for being our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Gentlemen, thank you.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because...
They see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.